bed is adobe. My heart is stained glass. Shards of shimmering slivers pass. Reckless halls of many a moon. Rumbling rhythm of maniac. And scarlet your shoes, and ribbon your hair. The pipe dreaming gray, as we met on the stairs. To exchange all the currency glances can give. Return to the tree in the locked hall where we live.
Wow, Bird in the War there from Bird in the War there from Aliso Viejo and Corona, California, and it's live music on KX93.5 in the morning here. Tell us a bit about Bird in the War, would you, mate?
I was just kind of going through this, you know, figuring myself. That was my mid-20s, so I was
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, quarter-life crisis, mm-hmm. And I just kind of had this... I don't know. I felt like I was going through my own little personal war, inner battle or whatever, and just wanting to be free to do the things I wanted to do. So I just like that. There's a lot of duality in our music, lyrically, when you look at the dynamics of our music and everything. And so the idea of a bird and the war, it just kind of had this cool duality of like peace and war.
Right. It is a juxtaposition, yeah.
Yeah.
It is quite visual.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah, can see that, and the guitars sound amazing. That your guitar Chris. Is that you got that tuned down to a chord? What is
Yeah, I play the main guitar I play in the band is a baritone. So I had this this Martin modified to be able to tune down the baritone, so it's B to B.
Wow, that is dead, really low.
Yeah.
Baritone guitars, you don't see many of those around these days.
Yeah,
very cool. Really, what are you writing about? What's your thing that you like to write about?
Honestly, it's kind of a weird writing style, I guess. When we're tracking and we're demoing things out, I don't like to be kind of held back by, oh, what's this song going to be about? Or, man, I can't think of the next lyric, so I can't really finish the song. I usually finish the song, and when I'm tracking and demoing, I'm actually singing gibberish. It's kind of weird.
Well, no, that's not so unusual.
Yeah, so I sing gibberish, and what I do is kind of listen back to it for, you know, a couple weeks, a few weeks, sometimes a couple months, and whatever words kind of fit in that gibberish to get the rhythm and the vowels and everything like that, right? I'll get them close, and then I'll fine-tune them to make them what they are. So a lot of times, I don't even realize what the song means to me until months after it's actually written.
See, that's a question that you never ask, because it seems like a cliche question. What do you write first, the music or the lyrics? Most people say it's different every time. Mm-hmm. But you're writing the music first.
Yeah, that's kind of the process. Right. I used to really try to sit and write a full song all in one sitting, and it was almost like a pride thing, like, oh, no, I can do this. And after a while, I was like, you know, it's stupid. I just let it flow. However,
see what the music suggests to you.
Verbal brainstorming, basically.
Yeah. See that.
Yeah.
There's a famous example of that, isn't there? Yesterday by the Beatles was Scrambled Eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. Scrambled Eggs.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
So interesting way to do it. I can see that would be right. And your music is very powerful because there's a full band associated with this.
Yeah.
You, let's talk about gigs in a minute.
Sure.
You want to do another song for us?
Yeah, we can do
All right, let's do that. It's Bird and the War on KX93.5. They've driven from Aliso Viejo. They've been in the canyon this morning, so they look a little worse for wear. But they're doing all right. And as the band gets ready, I should say this is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, live music in our Pearl Street studios. Bird and the War, right now, when you're ready, fellas.
Under lock and key, for a head start, hope to God you stay. A house ain't a home without you. When the knife comes, how are you gonna hold up? Staying late up hours, hours just ain't long enough. Heavy low down, work it out now. Do it right or just don't. I couldn't care less about it. It's always my way or a throwaway. Scarlet red run vein. Run it up and let it out. Say it like I know. Say it like I know. Stand your ground, shout it out. What is it now? I don't wanna hear about it. Where's the start? Your heavy heart, a wrinkled glance, furrowed brow and weathered hands. Seem to cry on darkest night. You're right, just give it up or get on out. Just give it up or get on out. Just get on out. Just get on out.
Bird in the War on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Really very moving stuff, you guys. Tremendous. Let me just get rid of that reverb sound. There we go. So, wow, I'm actually... You've calmed me down.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really awesome. Now, it's hard to make a living doing the... I mean,
Oh, absolutely.
I've been a folk singer in my time.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make a living, and it's hard to get going, and it's hard to... you know, especially the way that the music business or celebrity culture is. You play a song like that, everybody's moved, and nobody knows what they're going to do with that music and how they're going to sell it.
Right.
You know? So... how are you getting on? Are you doing gigs?
Yeah, we're doing gigs. It's been kind of interesting. We both have jobs. We both take gigs on the side, whether it's AV work or, you know, playing music for money.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, what people have said about our music and, you know, the stereotype of people wanting like a cookie cutter pop thing to put in movies or to, you know, market it. It's strange. I'm kind of a stubborn person, and when people present me with that kind of challenge, I'm just like, well, that's a challenge to me. I'd rather be stubborn and just do it my own way. And we've been finding that a lot of people have been kind of digging that type of thing more. So we got a publishing deal. We didn't have to try. Like, you know, our friend helped us out, but we've been having a lot of people wanting vibey, feel-good music behind their video. And so we've been finding that really interesting, that it's kind of the opposite of what I thought. I thought it would have been really hard to get people to want to listen to it.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope that people are a bit more sophisticated these days.
Yeah.
Because your music is, or the music that we've heard today anyway, just this stripped-down thing with the two guitars, it's mellow and it's soulful, but it's uplifting. You know, music that could be, people say, it's sad music, but... Found it very uplifting. I'm a big fan of Nick Drake and early British folk singer. John, are you familiar with John Martin?
I'm not.
Oh, mate, I'm gonna get that music to you. You are gonna love it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally great. So, gigs coming up, and where can people find the music? And
our music is on it's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's on our website.
Oh, the internet. That's
the
a
internet.
Good place
yeah,
to
that's,
put it.
That's
yeah,
the
good.
Quickest place to get it.
Yeah.
We are playing shows quite a bit right now. We don't really have too much scheduled at the moment. In locally, we're doing a small NorCal tour, playing San Jose, San Francisco, maybe a Sacramento show, and kind of going up there and doing a small event up there.
Oh, we've got to get you a gig down here. We'll stay in touch with us, because
absolutely,
you'll just put you in my living room. And
yeah,
I think that'll be
living
good.
Room shows.
House parties would be great. House concerts would be great for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. Yeah. All right. There's a website or a Facebook page?
Our website is www.birdinthewar.com. We do a lot of our promotion on Instagram. Part of that's because we can put a lot of videos and stuff like that up. So if you want some cool contents and little sneak peeks at music that's coming out in fall, we have a new EP coming out in fall. You can check out a lot of like short samples and videos on our Instagram.
Great. We'll look forward to getting the EP. We'd love to play it here on KX93.5. And it's Bird and the Wire. Bird and the War.
Yeah.
Not the Bird and the War,
no.
But Bird and the War.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Chris, Michael, thank you very much indeed for coming in today
and
wowing us with your music. Good luck, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
thank
man.
You.